Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we have Chris Heller, the former CEO of Keller Williams International and author of the new best-selling book, Dominant Thoughts, Things Grow Where Your Minds Go. I like the sounds of this. And Mr. Heller, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, Eric, thanks for having me.
You're certainly more than welcome. Great to have you on. So, can you share with our listeners, for starters, a little bit about your background and actually why you wrote the book, Dominant Thoughts?
Yeah, so I've been in the residential real estate industry my entire adult life, actually, since the age of 20. Started off as an agent, became one of the top agents in the country, moved into owning brokerages, became the number one Keller Williams agent in North America, and then they asked me to take an executive role at the company, which I did. And the first role was as the president, responsible for building Keller Williams globally. So I traveled the world and launched Keller Williams around the world. And then they asked me to become the CEO of the company. And that was in 2015. I've since left Keller Williams, became the CEO of another company, a sister company to Loan Depot, which is the second largest non-bank lender in the country. Through this journey, I've been very involved with startups, especially in the technology space and the real estate industry. I advise multiple companies on the board of a couple companies. One of the companies I was on the board of, I actually joined full-time. That's a company called Ojo Labs in Austin, Texas. So that's my background. Why I wrote the book was when I was young in my 20s, I read a couple books. I read a lot of books, but there were a couple books I read that were really impactful, and they were business parables, like The Richest Man in Babylon or The Greatest Salesman in the World. And those books had a really strong impact on me. And I was reflecting on my career. I've had a lot of great mentors. I've worked side by side with two different self-made billionaires and running their companies for them. And I thought, you know, there's a lot that I've learned, a lot that I've had the opportunity to learn that a lot of people don't. And, you know, also having four kids, you know, between the ages of 21 and 31, I thought, but this would be a cool thing to do, especially for people in that age group that are getting started, that, you know, maybe they'll learn some of the things and lessons that I've learned and do it at an age where they can really take advantage of it.
That's quite an impressive background, and really appreciative of your taking the effort to write this book, Dominant Thoughts. It sounds like a must read for sure. Now, you began your career selling houses, as you had mentioned. How did you build your early career that led you to your success today?
You know, it was, I knew the things I didn't have. I didn't have a lot of experience. I didn't have a big personality. I was very introverted. I didn't have, above average intelligence or any of those things. The only thing I knew that I could do would be work as hard or harder than anyone else. So the first year, it was just blood, sweat, and tears. You know, I just put in superhuman effort and actually became rookie of the year. After that first year, though, then I had to really look at how I was going to keep growing. And so the first thing I did was hiring an assistant. And back then, that was uncommon in the real estate industry. But I knew that I had to free myself up to be able to go sell more homes. And I kept looking around me and seeing how agents operated, and for the most part, did just the opposite. I took a business approach to it. I treated it like a job. I created systems and processes. I had a schedule that I followed religiously. And that allowed me to produce results at a much higher level than other agents. So the drive was there, and then I just had to learn, you know, the skills, and eventually, you know, put all that together to do things that weren't very common in the industry at the time.
That is some good stuff. Thanks for sharing that with us. Now, your book, Dominant Thoughts, is a parable for entrepreneurs, leadership and lessons learned. What is an example of an impactful story in the book, if you don't mind hitting on one of those?
Each chapter, what I did was I just took some of my lessons and wove them into each chapter. So one of them was on the concept of not listening to your wants and don't wants. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. When I was, as an agent, I created a lot of discipline around, my lead generation, my lead follow-up, building relationships, obtaining clients, taking care of those clients. And I did it every day, even on the days I didn't want to. And what I would find is I'd catch my mind saying, I don't want to do this. I don't want to make these calls today. I don't want to dial the phone again. I don't want to get rejected again. Or I want to go fishing with my brother today. Or I want to go golfing with my friends. Or I want to go to the beach. And what I had to do is to train my mind to not listen to those wants and don't wants so that I would do the things I knew I needed to do to achieve the things I wanted to achieve. And that's one of the chapters in the book. The book is about it's really just two characters in the book, a mentor and his mentee. And that's one of the lessons that the mentor teaches his mentee in helping develop his career of not giving in to his wants and don't wants.
I'd say that's one great example of dominating your thoughts right there. And thanks for sharing that with us. And I'm sure someone has taken away some great lessons from that example there today. We're speaking with Mr. Chris Heller, the former CEO of Keller Williams International and author of the new best-selling book, Dominant Thoughts. Things grow where your minds go here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you were quoted in the book stating the one thing you can control that will have the biggest impact on your success. Can you explain that statement a little further there?
Yeah, it's really your thoughts. It's your mindset. There's a lot of things we can't control. We can't control the economy. We can't control the environment sometimes that we find ourselves in. But what we can always control is our thoughts and our mindset. And the default sort of influence of our minds is typically negative. If you watch the news, it's mostly negative news. If you read things, oftentimes it's negative headlines that catch your eye. And when you listen to people talk, whether it's water cooler talk or any other talk, they're talking about drama or things, bad things that have happened or the horrible weather or this or that. And if you can control those things and make sure that you're minimizing the negative thoughts and maximizing the positive thoughts, being diligent about what you listen to, what you watch, who you spend time with, what you talk about, who you let into your circle, it's much easier to have a better mindset. That mindset of our attitude, our approach, our expectations, if those are all in the place they should be, it's much easier to achieve the goals that we have and the things that we need to do to be successful. Without that, you're operating with almost at a disadvantage, almost like dragging invisible anchors along with you. So the one thing that we can control is our mind, and it's the biggest challenge for many people.
This is really, really good. I'm telling you, I'm sure you have whet the appetite on others to pick up this book, Dominant Thoughts. Awesome. Now, Chris, how can you turn your dominant thoughts into unprecedented success and happiness? I'm sure we could learn a little bit more from your response to that.
It comes down to, as I said, controlling those thoughts and then channeling them to achieve the things you want to achieve. Bad things happen, good things happen. But what do we spend our time thinking about? Whatever we spend our time thinking about are the things that grow. They grow in magnitude. They grow in importance. They grow in the way they impact us. So, again, focusing on, and it's much more than just focusing on the positive, right? We've known that our whole lives and we've heard that forever. But it's taking those thoughts and then taking the ideas that we talk about in the book or the ideas that we've learned and heard from others, and really blocking out the things like not worrying about what other people think, blocking out things like the idea of not being attached to the outcome, and just focus on the things we're committed to and the actions we need to take to get what we want, to be happy and achieve the things that we set out to achieve.
That is a perfect place to conclude today, but actually I want to tap into the well a little bit further. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a final word or a final tip or any advice, anything else you'd like to mention as we do conclude today?
Yeah, I would think another thing that that allows us to move with more power is if we always do the right thing, which is easier said than done. But you know, as we build businesses or build our careers, when you always do the right thing, you never have to look back. You never have to remember, details or anything else or circumstances. You can focus on moving forward with velocity, with power, because there's nothing that you've done that you have to regret or deal with or fix later. It's not to say we won't make mistakes. We all make mistakes, but the key to mistakes is making them fast and making sure that you're going forward with each one, that you're learning from it. But doing the right thing is something that I instill in a lot of the people that I get to coach and mentor.
Mr. Heller, really appreciate your visit with us here today and those concluding remarks and advice. That is well taken. If listeners wanted to pick up your book, Dominant Thoughts, and or to get more information on yourself, where's the best place to get further details?
You can find me on every social media platform. My website is chrisheller.co and the book, dominantthoughts.com.
And of course, we'll leave those links within the show notes of this broadcast, as we always do for the audience. Mr. Heller, all the best, and thanks once again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for having me.
Was certainly my pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Chris Heller, the former CEO of Keller Williams International and author of the new best-selling book, Dominant Thoughts, Things Grow Where Your Minds Go. And for all the details, visit either dominantthoughts.com or chrisheller.com. CEO. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.